captured cat. It was an adventure that started the middle of last month. Fighting snow, ice, and cold, the group arrived in Tukuruktuk late last week. Ray Schmidt is one of the men involved in this undertaking, and he joins us on the phone today from Tukuruktuk. Thanks for joining us today there, Ray.
Thank you for having me, John.
First of all, let's go back a bit before we talk about your ride. Why in the world did you and your associates want to take this on in the first place?
For me personally, it was sort of been a dream that's evolved from the first time I rode the highway in the summertime on my bike from Inuvik down to Dawson. After riding down the highway, I thought this is one of the most spectacular areas in Canada, and I certainly would love to see this place in the wintertime. So I sort of thought, well, you know, let's think about this. Is it actually possible? For Brent and Gary, who are the other two guys on the team here, part of the group, they were sort of interested in doing a trip up in the north in this area around Tuktoyaktuk, and so we sort of collaborated, and I sort of passed this idea of mine along to them, and they love, both of them love cycling as well, so they thought this would be an interesting project to take on.
When you started, how many miles a day were you hoping to make?
We were expecting to do 40 miles or 60 kilometers per day. In the beginning, we had some really some fairly warm weather and some really nice south winds, so we were just moving along really well. It was a lot faster than we thought, and we actually thought that we might be finished this trip a little earlier than originally anticipated. But we did eventually encounter some pretty tough winds in the Northwest Territories from the north and really cold weather, so that really slowed us down. But in the end, it sort of looked like we did exactly what we set out to do.
How was cycling the ice road different from doing the Dempster?
For one thing, it was flat. The Dempster is anything but flat. The Dempster was quite challenging in that way. But also, the ice road is in a lot of sections. It was really difficult to get traction. There was a few times where we took some really nice spills and were sliding along the road, because in certain areas it's just glare ice. And even as much as we tried to get off to the side of the road, it was really difficult sometimes to get traction. Also, the fact that we eventually lost trees somewhere halfway between Tuktoyaktuk and Inuvik, we lost trees, so that was interesting for us too, because we were forced to camp out of the trees without shelter.
How were the nights when you settled into rest?
The nights were actually one of the most comfortable times for us, because during the day we had to just always keep moving to keep warm, and we had after riding we'd sort of quickly set up the tents and cook the food and then keep moving around until all the jobs were done and we could get into our sleeping bags, and once we were in our sleeping bags, we were in really good shape. And even when we had those nights at 35 below, we were quite warm.
And was weather the biggest obstacle in succeeding on this trip?
Pretty much, yeah. Weather was a big factor. We had almost perfect weather through the Yukon, and just nearing the Northwest Territories Yukon border, we encountered some strong winds. And we immediately realized that this would be a very difficult factor. And then as soon as we crossed into NWT, we also encountered that cold spell that you had a couple weeks back, and that really slowed us down. And when you're trying to cycle at 35 below, your water freezes up so you can't drink, you can't take any breaks because it's just too cold to stop, and any wind just makes it really difficult for cycling. So yeah, definitely the weather was one of the biggest challenges for us.
Now, was there ever any point that you thought you might take the ride with the next passing vehicle and call the holding off?
Halfway in between Sigachuk and or partway in between Sigachuk and Inuvik, actually, we were camped one night. We were forced to camp stop one night early at the Ringling River, and we were all sort of sitting in the tent, and it was unbearably cold and windy, and they were expecting wind for the next couple of days. And we sort of had a talk, and we thought, well, you know, what should we do? You know, this is really difficult conditions, and you know, it certainly would be easy. People have offered us rides. It certainly would be easy to hitch a ride. But then we sort of came to the decision with the three of us that perhaps, I mean, we should carry on and not lose sight of what we're here for, and that's to ride our bikes and to enjoy all the hardships and to be able to look back on these afterwards and say we did it and we gained a lot of important skills from that.
Okay, thank you very much for talking with us, Ray.
Okay, John.
Ray Schmidt was one of three men who recently finished a cycling trip from Dawson City in the Yukon 3 weeks ago.